How to Get Windows 7 for Less. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Very few people will have to pay full price for the Windows 7 operating system, according to ZDNet blogger Ed Bott.
About the only people who are in that situation are those who are building a brand new PC on their own, or those who are installing Windows 7 on a new Mac.
So a really common way to get a discounted copy of Windows 7 is when you buy a new machine that has Windows 7 installed on it already. What are the other ways in which consumers can avoid paying full retail for this operating system?
Well, if you already have a computer that's running Windows XP or Windows Vista, you qualify for all sorts of interesting upgrade programs. You can upgrade if you have two or three PCs. You can qualify for something called the Windows 7 Home Premium Upgrade Family Pack, where they give you three licenses for just a little bit more than the price of one. Normally, you would go to your local store and pay $120 for a single upgrade to Windows 7 Home Premium. And with the Family Pack, you get three upgrades for around $150. So even if you only have two PCs, that's a better deal than going out and buying two packs. And if you have three PCs, it's a great deal, $50 each.
Then there's the old student discount, the old standby. Who qualifies for that? What kind of a student do you have to be? Not a student of life, for example.
There's a couple of special programs that are going on right now that are aimed specifically at university students or college students. There's one that you can get to, and I think the web address is win741.com. And if you go there, Microsoft will offer you the opportunity to buy Windows 7 Home Premium or Windows 7 Professional for $29.95. which is an amazing discount, considering that Windows 7 Professional upgrade is normally $200. You just have to be taking a half a credit and be a current registered student. So if you're just going to your local community college and taking some classes, you would qualify for that.
On the sliding scale of evil, how bad is it to, for example, have your kid who's in college buy a copy of Windows for you?
You know, I would say, as evil goes, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd figure it's about a 1 or a 2, especially if you have a kid living at home and going to college. You probably earned the right to get a little discount.
Or if you're paying $50,000 a year for them to go to some snobby liberal arts college.
Exactly. And I don't think, some people think that Microsoft has sort of a nod and wink philosophy towards a lot of this stuff. And while I don't completely subscribe to that philosophy, I can say for an absolute fact that Microsoft is not interested in sending the software police around to the doors of consumers to check their licenses.
That's ZDNet blogger Ed Bott. On the post that he wrote about discounted Windows 7, he also talks about subscription programs for Microsoft software that are available to some technical professionals. You can find a link to Ed's post at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.